January and February were pretty good months last year, right? Everything was going along swimmingly, and then March hit. And everything went sideways, right? What happened? What changed in March? Yeah, there was a new virus, but you know, what were some of the things that changed? When somebody says everything changed, did everything really change? Seems like it. Couldn't get together with extended family. Couldn't go to work. Couldn't go to school. It was just one bad thing after another. Everything changed. It's important to realize that that's not the first time everything has changed. Everything changed way back in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. And yet we still get surprised and shocked and have a very visceral reaction to change. What is the primary emotion that happens as soon as you hear something is changing in your life? Fear. Fear is usually the first thing. What am I going to lose? Or how is this going to affect me? Or what's going to happen next? There are all of these fears that suddenly spring up when our routine is changed. And certainly 2020 has been the year of fear. I mean, back in March when all of this started, some people saw it as a joke, especially my generation and younger. There were tweets and other social media things calling this novel coronavirus the boomer remover, because it only takes out people who are over 65. And well, it's time that they die off and get out of the way and leave me the house and everything else, right? At first, it seemed almost like a joke that the younger generations don't have to worry about this. Then we had spring break in Florida, and young people, healthy people, people in the prime of their lives, in fit physical condition, started dropping as well. And we very quickly learned this virus does not care who you are, how old you are, what your income level is. It does not discriminate. And the fear skyrocketed. If that wasn't enough, it was getting hard to see a doctor. Could you even go to the doctor's office in March or April? They wouldn't let you in. We had no idea how this thing spread. We had no idea how contagious it was. You need a test. You need, you know, your regular checkup for a chronic condition. Too bad. You have a heart attack or a stroke? Sorry, all the ICU beds are full. There was certainly an abundance of fear. And that fear never really went away. What might happen to this body fills us with fear. But then we remember the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. You may have caught the words from Mary, did you know, that the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, and the dead shall live again. The lame shall leap, the dumb shall speak the praises of the Lamb. How many of this baby's miracles would be ones of healing. If he can tell Lazarus, 4 days dead, to come forth and leave the tomb, I think he's got a virus under control as well. Just the fact that tonight we celebrate that the one who created this body, who gave me my eyes and ears and all my members, my senses, my reason, and everything, took on the very human body subject to all of the things that a human body is subject to. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. But if you weren't worried about your physical health, there were certainly other things to worry about. It wasn't long before we started hearing about farmers having to dump milk down the drain because it couldn't make it to the processing center. There weren't enough drivers. The cows were being slaughtered and just left in the field because the meat processors had too many outbreaks and they couldn't process all the beef and all the pork, and so they couldn't afford to feed these animals if they couldn't, you know, gain a profit off of them. Soon food prices started rising. We heard more and more about food shortages, long lines at food banks, especially in the cities. And it seemed like, well, now we're going to be dealing with famine as well, or at least food beyond the price of most people. But maybe that's not such a bad thing, because if you remember March and April, there was no toilet paper to take care of it when it came out the other end, right? Hoarding, food shortages, lack of basic needs, the government stepping in to stop foreclosures on houses and evictions for rents. Certainly a lot of fear. Will my basic needs be taken care of? The hopes and the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. This tiny baby would grow up and feed 5,000 men besides women and children with just a few loaves and a couple of fish. This tiny baby would die, rise again, and then ascend back into heaven. Why? To prepare a place for you, a place within the Father's house, rent free, free from the fear of foreclosure. No one's repossessing heaven. It's yours. Through him, we are invited to an unending banquet with all of those who have passed in the faith before us. We may fear and bemoan the fact that we can't get the whole family together. What's the limit is 10 now or something like that for family gatherings. Just imagine all of the thousands and tens of thousands, and by this point, millions, that we'll be dining with forever. All because the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Well, if that wasn't enough for 2020, we decided just to throw a few more things into the mix. Let's have some race riots. Oh, and let's have a nice political time too, and throw a presidential election into the mix. The United States of America has never been more divided than it is right now. And many people have shifted into survival mode, where I have to look out for me. It's, you know, survival of the fittest, every man for himself. We forget the hopes and fears of all the years were met in thee tonight. As Jesus gathers his friends around him, he says, I no longer call you servants, but friends. He takes tax collectors, zealots, fishermen, the outcasts, the dregs of society, and says, I want you to be my disciples, to be my inner circle, to be my friends. This king, born in a stable, laid in a feeding trough, would usher in a new era for mankind. One where race, economic status, political party, none of that matters. Now, in him all are brothers and sisters. The hopes, the fears, all the years are met in thee tonight. And then, of course, March came around and businesses had to close down, and the government began telling us, you are essential, you are not essential. You don't matter. You're non-essential. Many of the businesses that closed have yet to reopen. Many never will. The government issued stimulus checks and tried all sorts of other things to try to keep the economy going, with mixed results. And yet the fear was always there. How am I going to pay the bills? How can I get by in this situation? What's going to happen to me and to those I love? We forgot. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Born in a stable, wrapped in swaddling cloths, scraps lying around in the stable. Not a palace, but a humble carpenter's home. Walking everywhere, not being carried in a litter or riding on a chariot. The poverty he was born into, he would experience his whole life. And yet he would still remind us, therefore I tell you, do not worry about what you are to eat, or what you are to drink, or what you are to wear. Is the body not more than food? And the body not more than clothing? Therefore, do not worry about these things. Your Father knows that you need them. Don't be afraid. So how do we get rid of all of these fears that have crept into our lives these last 9 months or so? What can you do to boot fear out the door? Well, there was once a president, and president is probably a nice term. He was really more of a tyrant, a dictator, the likes of which Caligula could learn some lessons from. And about 75 years before he took office, there had been a rebellion in his country. And so what they did to remind everyone of who won that rebellion and that the rebellion was squashed and to not try it again, He would send people out to each of his districts, and there they would find two volunteers, a young man and a young woman, who would then compete in a specially built arena. And they would fight to the death from each of his districts. The victor would be lavished with food and with a great house and have a bountiful life. The other 23 would, of course, be dead. One time he posed the question, why do we have a winner? Wouldn't it be easier just to go into all of the districts, pull two people at random, and execute them on the spot? Then he gave the answer. Hope. Hope is the only thing that is stronger than fear. It's not often Hollywood gets things right, but The Hunger Games did. Hope is stronger than fear. So we see the shepherds quaking. Shepherds feared and trembled, or different ways that our carols portray it. What does the angel tell them? Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, as Linus once told us. That's where we turn for hope. Tiny babe lying in a manger. Hope has come to us this night. A hope that lasts throughout the years. A hope that no fear can overcome. A hope that does not disappoint. Yeah, we've had a few hopes this year, too. We hoped for a vaccine, and now it's here. And I think it was today, about, 8 days after the first administration of the vaccine, we now have a new mutation to the virus. Will the vaccine work? Who knows? Hope or more fear? The government is sending out more stimulus, I think. Not quite sure. The story keeps changing whether it's going to be vetoed or not. Can we hope that the government is going to take care of us? Maybe short term? But stimulus checks and moratoriums and those sorts of things were never meant to be long-term solutions. They're not meant to bring a lasting hope. Maybe protests and riots and pulling down old statues, maybe that will redress some past injustices. Does it give us any hope that things are going to change in the future? The hopes and fears of all the years are lying right there. That's where we find a hope that's going to last. A hope that does not disappoint. When the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full inheritance of children of God. God kept his promise to send us a Savior. He kept that promise to give his only begotten Son into death so that we would not die eternally, so that we could live a life free from fear, from shame, from guilt, from the tyranny of the evil one. We have a sure and certain hope in our newborn King. With that hope, let there be joy. Joy to the whole world, for the Lord is come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until we come to life everlasting. Amen.